Hello, everybody. Indeed, welcome back into the database of Metanorn's Mini Talk on Log Horizon. I'm J-Ro, joined by Foshizzle.
Hey, what's up?
And we're doing our first impressions here on Log Horizon. It is back, and as we have talked about on the previous two podcasts, there's a new studio at the helm, Studio Dean. This was the first episode that we really got some time to look at their animation, and did you notice much difference? I think there's some difference. You look at the character designs, a little different. Some things people can nitpick, but I think all in all, not that far off from what we had seen in season one, and not really that bad.
Right, yeah, I agree. Even the short little 2-second opening where you saw them fighting, and yeah. Action-wise, I mean, at least they're doing something different. I mean, mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, that was
and like
that...
you said, the designs are a little different. I think they're rounder a little bit, not as pointy as they used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like some hairstyles and whatever are different. But you mentioned that opening scene that was really cool. That's one of those where you just kind of see the money in that scene. You kind of see the budget there. A lot of great action-style animation and, you know, Kotsky and all these other characters getting involved. So after that, which is... We're kind of seeing something that happens maybe a little bit later in the series from where we're at right now, but we're still sort of in festival mode, apparently, and Marielle, she just wants to have another one. She wants to have, like, a post-Halloween one because she sees all these pumpkins that they've amassed, and, you know, there's an excess of those, so they have to have more festivals.
Right, yeah, it's getting close to Halloween time, and mm-hmm. it's kind of cool that, you know, they're kind of syncing up with, you know, what we're doing right now in the real world. You know, it's October, it's fall, and that's the themes, and mm-hmm. yeah, they're all wearing, like, jackets and stuff in the openings and stuff, so it's kind of cool. And like you said, they got a lot of pumpkins, so, like, oh, we got to put them to use. So why not have a festival with pumpkins? Like, yeah. It makes sense. Why not?
And, of course, just like we had seen in the previous season, everybody else is out there having fun, and Kotsky's taking part in events, and Toya, and they're taking part too, and of course Shirei's in there planning, and we know what he's planning, which is basically the next mission. He's looking at a way to get a whole bunch of money, specifically 80 trillion gold, which is an incredible amount of money, and he finds out that there's this place called the Depths of Palm that spawns a whole bunch of money. But in order to get to it, he and his guild and his clan are going to have to complete a raid, which is incredibly tough, especially considering that Log Horizon isn't quite equipped yet to go on a raid as a unit.
Right, because the first season, you know, all the characters were still kind of novice at the game. You know, like Minarin and her brother and Cesara and all these characters were kind of, you know, weak, so they need more training, and I guess that's what we're going to see it later on. But yeah, like you said, you just can't go by yourself to do this. You know, you mm-hmm. have to have, I'm not sure what the raid amount is in Log Horizon or, you know, Elder Tale, but I'm guessing it's going to be pretty high. I mean, if they need, mm-hmm. if they can't do it with just Log Horizon by themselves, they need multiple guilds, and even mm-hmm. even requires them to go get some, you know, faces that may have left in the first season.
Yeah, and I know as somebody who's playing Destiny right now that they have raids in that game that are, they start at level 26, and you can't bring anybody below, you know, one level below that level. You know, sometimes it kind of can work, but it's very preferable that all of your partners are strong and are at the proper level. And as many members as we've seen in Log Horizon, not all of them are level 90, like Shirei, Akatsuki, and Naotsuku.
Right, yeah, a lot of them are still low level, and like you said, you need more people to do it with. You can't just drag on anybody. Mm-hmm. You have to have, you know, people that you trust and experience with, and, you know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So there's that, too.
And we also see the Kuni clan in this episode, who Shirei originally approaches the one of the leaders of that clan, along with Naotsuku, and Regan is there too, and they try to strike a deal with him and hoping that they can sort of get to this more easily, but it doesn't work out, and the leader of the Kuni clan does not agree.
Right, I mean, it's like that's their main income, that's what their main role is in Elder Tale. They control the money the banks and all that. So it's like, it's kind of, I could see the other guys not agreeing with that, 'cause that's kind of stupid. Why would I give my, a thing that gives me money, basically it spawns money for me, why would I want to give that away to some other guild? It seems kind of, like he knew, I think he knew ahead of time the answer is going to be no. I mean, I would know that, but maybe he had to at least try, I guess.
Yeah, but Chiray's honesty in there couldn't let him not just ask the Kuni clan about that instead of
Yeah,
just
that's true
trying to
too.
go for it. Let me see, before we get to the ending here, a couple other things. We see a little bit of some jealousy going on with Minori and Akatsuki there. We see Akatsuki, we saw from season one that she noticed the feelings that Minori has for Shirei, and a couple moments where Minori was approaching him, Akatsuki kind of made that face and was kind of like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, it's like they, on the outside they're friends, but inside they probably will not get along. Even though, Minorin, you see her appearance, why she's a nice girl. She's not very, she's not thinking of being just, underhanded or anything. But there's that rivalry between them. It's like Akatsuki's been with him all the time, but he spent more time with Minorin teaching her things. And it's like, it's kind of, this love hate thing between them almost. But even though they won't ever come out and say it between them, but still they can't really be in the same room long.
And we also see some mention of the Royal Guards with Henrietta and Naotsugu watching on as they were kind of being polished, and mentioning that if there are fights going on in non-PvP areas, the Royal Guards come in and kind of stop things.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're going to be used. I mean, they did mention him in season one as well, but if they ever had another guild attack them in the city, they could use them. But I keep wondering if they're going to be kind of the, I guess, what weapon they'll be using in maybe later on. I guess Shiro can figure a way to reprogram them that way they can take them on this raid. Be interesting.
We see a little bit of the characters in real life. We see Naotsugu, who I believe we had seen once before. Not that different from the way his character looks, but he kind of talks about Shirei a little bit, and there's a scene where we see, some guys talking business, and we see Shirei, maybe his real life counterpart, kind of just doing Shirei things and the way we know him to be in the game.
Right, it shows that he does take his real life experiences and brings it into the game, which is why he's, the thinking character. He's not a physical fighter, so he's gonna use his brain more and plan things out versus everyone else.
And we see some new characters. We were mentioning that opening there was a lot of people that we saw, including one girl who is pretty reminiscent of Tifa from Final Fantasy, sort of long dark hair, big opai, punches with fists.
Yeah.
Yeah, some interesting new characters there.
Interesting to see what she does. She does seem like she's a happy character who doesn't really appear to have much going on in her mind. She's just fighting for the hell of fighting. And there's a pink hair girl thing that may join Log Horizon. I just see her in the opening kind of hanging around Natsugu. So I'm like, maybe she's the romance interest for him, because there are next scenes where she's all over him and everything, even in the ED. So we'll see where she comes in.
And we also saw some more fun with Sarika and Nyota. Sarika looking for opportunities to hang out with him, including winning first place in one of those bread races or something.
Right, yeah, they're still bad. So I mean, it's fun seeing these pairings. If they are they gonna, go far? I don't know, but it's fun watching them at least.
And let's talk about the ending now. The final scene, we see Shirei and Akatsuki looking up at what looks like the planet Earth, and they sort of talk about what happened, and it would appear that they died. That they apparently maybe tried to go on this raid, and it failed. The question I guess I have as somebody who doesn't know the original source material is, how far ahead is this in the series? Are we going to see what brought them to this point?
Right, I guess you. I mean, with all interesting shows like this, you gotta see them at least fail once in a while. So I mean, to see them actually all wipe in this raid and raid, and they have to redo it, it's kind of interesting. But the other thing is like the whole memory loss thing.
Yeah.
It's like, are they going to remember actually losing this fight, or how they're going to do it? But I know they got to obviously get stronger and maybe rethink their strategy a little bit.
And I wonder if what we saw is kind of like an in between, between where they die and where they get revived at the cathedral.
Right, it's probably, yeah, you finally get like a visual of how when you die in the game, how usually there's like a line you gotta wait in for respawning, so maybe that's what this is, like they're in between worlds, so they can kind of look at the game, figure out what's going on. It's interesting.
And apparently, while you're waiting, you're dressed up in very stylish clothes appropriate for the winter season.
Right, yeah, it's kind of funny.
But that scene did look really nice at the end there, as that occurred. Anything else? Any overall thoughts on this first episode of Log Horizon 2?
It's kind of typical of Log Horizon. Like, they get a blend of like silly stuff, the girls doing things, all characters kind of enjoying themselves, and you get the serious stuff with Shirei figuring out the things of the game and plotting and planning and all the strategy that goes involved. And you kind of feel bad for him because everyone else gets to have fun while he's busy working. But I guess you have to have someone like that on your team, or nothing will get done. But other than that, pretty standard episode. Not really amazing, but it was just fun seeing everyone back again.
Yeah, it is basically Log Horizon episode 26. It did, I did have to kind of familiarize myself with the characters and all their names, getting back because it had been since the winter season, since the last time we'd seen them. But all in all, it basically felt like the same Log Horizon that you and I enjoyed watching and talking about here on these mini talks. And I'm just looking forward to more continued adventures in the database.
Yeah, same here.
And that's another thing we should just go ahead and mention at the opening is back. We expected that new animation, but why mess up a good thing? Why get rid of a good thing? I guess with the database song.
Right, yeah. It may be hit or miss to some people, but it's when you hear it start playing, it just gets you excited. Every time I hear it, I don't know why. It's just the cheesiness of it that I like.
We do get a new ending by Yun Chi, of course. The not quite as charming or as interesting as the first season's ending theme was, but still nice.
Right, yeah, it's another cute song by her, and it's fine, it works. But you said not as energetic as the other one, but it's fine, I like it.
All right, and that has been our first mini talk for episode one of Log Horizon. Shirei of the Northern Lands was the episode title. Thank you for listening. For Fosh, I'm J-Ro. We will see you next week.
See you.